With surprises hidden around just about every corner of Cyprus, there is also beauty to be found in the most unusual places. And the abandoned site of Kokonoia is a prime example of this. Tucked away in the forested area of Meiro, the fascinating place sheds light on the island's fascinating copper mining history. After all, Cyprus' name has long been linked to copper, cuprum, and the island boasts an incredibly long mining history, dating way back to 3000 BC. Ancient Cypriots were expert miners and managed to successfully locate all available copper deposits, extracting the best ones with underground and metallurgical methods. In the 20th century, attention turned to the Skouriotissa area, around 1921, with mining activity continuing at various locations around the island until the 1970s. The village of Meiro was well known for its mines. They began operation in 1950s, giving work to the residents in the area. However, at the same time the miners were literally paying for their work with their lives as the mines caused them silicosis. Head to Kokonoia mine today and you'll come face to face with old mine cage equipment as well as part of the railway line where the ore carrying wagons once ran. This specific mine was in operation from 1973 to 1979 and some 481,000 tons of ore extracted using underground methods. It was then brought to the surface via a gallery, underground passage, and a mine shaft. Processing then took place at an ore enrichment plant, while the end product was exported from Cyprus by ships which departed from Basilikos. With Kokonoia operated by the Hellenic Mining Company, by the late 1970s, low copper prices rendered copper mining unviable and non-profitable, and by 1979, the mine shut down for good. The mine not only caused problems to the workers, but nature was also affected. As the mine was abandoned, a large crater was left. The large crater fills with water during the winter months, creating the Red Lake. The water in the lake became red due to the high acid, and it did not allow any living organisms to develop. It stands out due to the small rivers which are created after a rainstorm, changing the red color of the lake and creating yellow and orange shades. For many decades it seemed the glory of the place is left far behind, the Lake Meiro being attraction for occasional tourists and stalkers. But in 2019 the name Meiro came back to each and every news media is Cyprus and Greece.